Now we'll turn to some of the letters of the evening news. Amanda Williams of Norwich has something to say about that news of Anglia Square. Could City get a 25-storey tower block? How very predictable and depressing. Greedy developers always put forward plans for totally outrageous developments, knowing that permission will be refused. They then try again with a slightly less outrageous but still awful plans, which then get passed, and so more damage is done to the character of our lovely city. Come on, planners, tell the developers you know exactly what their nasty little game is, and just say so.
The appearance of the city also concerns Marjorie Hughes of Old Cossey, who suggests that rubbish from homeless sleeping in doorways should be cleared. She says, I wonder when the City Council are going to do something about removing the sleeping accommodation from our city centre. With the tourist season to be upon us soon, the piles of cardboard boxes and tents in our empty shops and doorways are not going to give a very good impression of our fine city. It's bad enough that we have so many empty shops in the city centre without them being filled with piles of rubbish.
Terry Presley of Horning urges retailers to back local produce as he comments on Tesco's decision to stock only sugar from abroad. I just can't believe a retail giant like Tesco deciding to withdraw British sugar from sale at all its stores. Their marketing pitch has always been to sell as much local produce as possible, but now they decide to turn their back on a major UK supplier, British Sugar. Also, their arrogant decision to deny UK consumers the buying choice. I wonder if Tesco realises that Tate and Lyle import the raw material to make sugar. Sugar beet, however, is grown and made into sugar almost on our doorstep. Tesco, I think you need to rethink this decision, as you now have ex-Tesco customers due to this irresponsible move.
Finally, our cash-strapped city should save money by not holding extravagant firework displays, according to Jill Lefty of Norwich. She says, I have recently received my copy of the Norwich Citizen magazine and read with interest the concerns of council leader Alan Waters about the difficult financial decisions that lay ahead of the authority, in particular regarding social care and support for the elderly and other vulnerable groups. A few pages on, however, is notification of the Big Boom fireworks display, the city's free fireworks show fired from Norwich Castle. Without wishing to be a spoilsport, am I alone in considering that this is a huge waste of what must amount to thousands of pounds of taxpayers' money? Our council tax has just increased by £10 a month, literally going up in smoke, which could be so much better spent where it is really needed. We dread it every year, living quite close to the castle. Our two dogs are petrified, and in spite of the double glazing and having the TV volume turned up, spend the entire evening in an extremely distressed state.